Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, September 24th. Running a little late here today. The markets have closed. Corn was up 3.25 cents, beans down 6.25, and wheat up 5.25 cents. The outlook for the week, you know, I think we can see some more short covering in the corn. The Commitment of Traders report showed funds short 160,000 contracts as of last Tuesday. They've been buying in here the last 4 days. I think that number is probably closer to 125,000 short. So if they do want to cover more, we can see some more buying in here for sure. Bean market, I think the pros are going to look to be selling any rallies. Funds are still heavily short oil. They've been trying to work their way out of this position, but I think they're still short about 80 to 85,000 contracts of oil. And should the funds decide to cover some of this oil, I think we can see some higher prices here. Now, we have the stocks in all positions, the quarterly stocks at the end of the month, which is Friday. And I think that's going to show maybe a little bit of drawdown on corn, a little bit of drawdown on wheat, but the beans should be huge. So I continue to believe the pros will sell rallies in the beans, particularly triggered by a short covering in the oil. They always say any bean market being led up by the soy oil market really doesn't have legs, and I would agree with this as well. I think the crop is getting bigger. We're hearing big yields, and I think the government has underestimated the bean crop out here. The wheat, we need to see some more demand. Export inspections this week, we're still light at 409. The corn was good at 1.26. Beans were okay at 793. Excuse me, at 693. But on the wheat, we need to see bigger numbers. We need to be 800, somewhere in that range, and we're not even close. But the Russians, the reason we were higher on the wheat today was the Russians keep, you know, fudging their numbers. And I believe that they've lost some production out here. The Australians have lost some. And I think the USDA on the October report is going to start shaving some of those world numbers down, and that could give us a little bit of an impetus. Also, if we can get the dollar to work its way lower, we're back under 94 cents. If we could get it down to 90 cents, I think that would be a big help for the grain markets in general. So obviously, the trade war still is weighing on the beans. You know, at some point, I think we're just going to say we've lost the business, and any more announcements on the trade war aren't going to have a whole lot of effect in here. I would be buying a good break sometime between the stocks report at the end of the month and the October production number. If we get a good break, that may be your buying opportunity for the year. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.